Okay, we're starting the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Beis right now. On the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. La'olam yira adam atzmo kilu chetzio chayiv chetzio zakai. A person should always view himself as if he's exactly 50-50. His averos and his mitzvos are at exactly 50-50. And therefore, asa mitzvah achas, if he does just a single mitzvah, Ashrav shechri atzmo l'kav zchus, how fortunate he is, because he has now tipped the scales toward the side of zechuyos, to the positive. Over avera achas, if he does one avera, oilo, woe unto him, shechri atzmo l'kav chova, because now he's tipped the scales in the side of chova. Meaning, if a person trains himself to think this way, it will be much harder to do an avera, because sometimes you think of, oh, it's one avera, what's a big deal? But if you think of it as, this is what's going to tip the scales against me, and my whole life's work is going to go down the drain because of this, so maybe that will discourage him from doing avera. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'chote echod ya'abe tova harbe, that a single sin can cause a lot of good to go away. B'shvil chet yechidi shechata, for a single sin that a guy violated, ovid mimenu tovos harbe, there are many good things that will be lost from him. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, l'fi sholem nido nacharubo, since the world is judged based on majority, hayachin v'ayachin nido nacharubo, and each individual is judged based on majority, on the majority, on what the majority of his actions are. Asa mitzvah achas, if he does a single mitzvah, ashrav shechriyas atzmo, v'es kol olam klav zchus. One mitzvah might not only be tipping your own personal scale in the positive direction, it might be tipping the universal scales in the positive direction. The whole world might be 50-50. Avar avera achas, and you do one avera, oy lo, woe unto such a person, shechriyas atzmo, v'es kol olam klav chov. It's not just for him. The whole world, he might be tipping in the wrong direction. Shenemar v'chote echad v'chule. As we said, that one sin can cause a lot of tova to be lost. B'shvil chet yichidi shasa zeh ubad menu mikol olam tova harbe. For the one avera this guy did, he and the whole world, all their good could go down the drain. Rav Shimon Chayomer, afilu tzadu gomer kol yamav umarad ba'achrona. Even if a guy is a tzaddik gomer his whole life, and then he rebels against the Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end of his life, he loses the schar of all the mitzvahs. Shenemar, tzidkas tzaddik lo tatzilenu biyom pisho. The tzidkus of the tzaddik will not save him on the day of his negligence and rebellion against Hashem. V'afilu rasha gomer kol yamav, and even if he's a rasha his entire life, v'asa tshuva ba'achrona, and he does tshuva at the very end, Ain maskirin lo shuv risho. The any memory of his rishos is going to be gone. Shenemar verishas harasha lo yikashal ba biyom shuvo me risho. The wickedness of the rasha, he will no longer stumble in on the day that he returns, that he does tshuva from his rishos. So says the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question. Wait a second. How could it be that the avera at the very end, at the very end, ruins all of the mitzvahs he did? At least let him be like someone who's 50-50. Amrish Lakish Bitoa ala Rishonos. It only ruins all of his life's good deeds if at the end he regrets having done all of those good deeds. So main point number one, a single mitzvah or a single avera can tip our personal scales or the world's scales in one direction or the other. A single mitzvah or a single avera can tip our personal scales or the world scales in one direction or the other. And main point number two, that a person could behave one way his entire life, but his behavior at the end of his life will determine his judgment. A person could behave one way in his entire life, but his behavior, and it goes in both directions, as we saw, but his behavior at the end of his life could determine his entire judgment. Okay, this Mishnah is going to continue the previous Mishnah. We're going to explain the schar of mitzvot. So this Mishnah tells us in how a person gets paid for his mitzvot and how he loses the schar for mitzvot. Kol sheyeshno b'mikra u'b'mishnah u'b'derech eretz. Someone who learns mikra, what's mikra? Tanakh. And Mishnah, Mishnayis, Ubederech Eretz, a person who's good with other people, he's nice, he's kind, Lo b'mehera hu chote, he's not going to sin very quickly. Shenemar v'achutam shulosh lo b'mehera yinatek. That if you have a three-pronged cord, it's not easily ripped apart. You could hang from it in a ropes course. If it's a three-pronged cord, it can hold a lot of weight. It doesn't get snapped easily. So the three-pronged cord of Torah, of Mishnah, of Derech Eretz will not easily snap. And if a person doesn't do these three things, Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, he's not helping at all the Yeshuva Shalom. He's not helping society in any way whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, Lamat Tzadikim Nimshalim, Balam Azeh. What do we compare Tzadikim to in this world? Li'ilon Shekulo Omid B'makom Tara, V'nofo Notel B'makom Tuma. To a tree that's standing in a tahar place, but as a branch that reaches over to a tame place. Niktsas nofo, if you cut the branch that reaches over to a tame place, kulo omei b'makom tahar, the whole tree will be totally tahar. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi yisurim al tzadikim b'olam hazeh. That's why Hashem brings suffering to tzadikim in this world, kidei sheyirshu olam haba, as a way of sort of cutting off the tame branches, pruning the tame branches so that they should get olam haba. Shenemar v'hayi reshisi chamitzar v'achrischa yiske ma'od. That in order that a person's beginnings may be tsar, so that in the end he'll be able to grab a lot. He'll be able to get olam haba. Ulamar rishayim domim, and the good that Hashem does to rishayim b'olam hazeh, what is that compared to? Li'ilan shekulo omid b'makom tuma. It's like a tree that's standing in a tame place. V'nofo noto l'makom tara, and its branch reaches over to a tara place. Niktzatz nofo. You cut off that branch. Kulo omid b'makom tuma, and it's entirely in a makom tuma. Kacha kodesh baruch hu mashpia lehen. Tovel rishayim b'olam hazeh. So to Hashem gives good for the rishayim in this world. Kidei l'tordon ulahorishon the madrega tachtona, so that he'll get rid of them in olam haba and bring them down to the lowest level. Shnemar yesh derech yashar lifnei yesh v'achrisa darchei maves. There might be a path that seems good and right to a person, but in the end of the day, he's going to die from it. So main point number, whatever we're up to, three, that Hashem sometimes punishes tzaddikim in this world so that they can get pure olam haba, and sometimes rewards rishayim in this world so they can get pure gehenim. Now, says the Gemara, new point. Kvaro Rabbi Tavron Zekenim Subim Ba'aliyas Beit Nitza Belod. Rabbi Tavron and Zekenim were sitting in the attic in a place called Beit Nitza, or the house of a person called Nitza in the town of Lod. V'nishal HaSheil HaZubifneim. And they asked the following question. Talmud Gadol O Maisa Gadol. What's greater, learning or doing mitzvos? Nen Rabbi Tavron Vamar Maisa Gadol. Rabbi Tavron says mitzvos is greater than learning Torah. Nen Rabbi Kiva Vamar Talmud Gadol. Rabbi Kiva said, no, learning is greater than mitzvos. Nen Ukulam Vamru, all the other Chacham answered, Talmud Gadol Sha Talmud Mevi Lidei Ma'asa. That what's great about learning, what makes learning greater, is that learning brings about action. Meaning, you can't do mitzvahs unless you learn what to do. If you want to take a lulav and you don't know what a lulav looks like and what makes it kosher, what makes it possible, and you never learned, then you can't do the mitzvah. It's going to be impossible to know. So that's an important concept. Talmud mevi lidei ma'aseh. That learning brings us to ma'aseh. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Gadol Talmud shekodam lechala arba'im shana. Talmud Torah is greater than mitzvahs because we find that Talmud Torah came before the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah by 40 years. We became chayiv in the mitzvah in Talmud Torah at Har Sinai by Kabbalah HaTorah. The mitzvah of Challah only began when? When we came into Eretz Yisrael. Ulechumas Maisos chamishim ve'arba. And Talmud Torah came before the chayiv of Trumas Maisos by 45 years. Because Trumas Maisos is only after the 14 years that we were kavish, 54 years, because it was only after the 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. Ula shmitim, and it came before shmita, shishim biachas, 61 years. Ula yovlos, mea v'shalosh. And we came chayv in Talmud Torah 103 years before we observed our first yovel. Mea v'shalosh, mea v'arba havim. Why 103? It should be 104. Why? We had 40 years in the Midbar, and then 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, that's 54, and then 50 years later is the first Yovel, that should be 104. So Kasavri Yovel Mitchilaso Mishamit. We assume that right away in the Yom Kippur, at the beginning of the Yovel year, the halachos start applying, where everything gets freed and all the fields go back. So it's not at the end of the Yovel year, it's not after 50 years, it's at the very beginning, the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, where that actually happens. Ukeshem Shalimut Kodum L'Maisa, Kach Dino Kodum L'Maisa. And just like we were commanded in learning before we were commanded in so many mitzvos, so too the punishment we're going to face, or the din, the judgment we're going to face for learning, is going to come before the judgment we're going to face for our actions. Kidrav Amnuna, like Rav Amnuna taught, Damer Rav Amnuna, Ein Tchilas Dino Shaladim Ela Al Divrei Torah. That a person's initial judgment in the world to come is going to be about Divrei Torah. The first question they're going to ask you up in Shemayim is going to be about Torah. Shnemar Poter Mayim Reishis Madon. The pasuk says Poter Rayim Reishis Madon. That the first din is going to be Mayim, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Mayim is Torah. Ukshem Shedino Kodim L'Maisa. And just like the din of Torah is going to come before the din of mitzvos, kach scharo kodem l'maisa, the reward for Torah will come before the reward for mitzvos. Shneimar v'ita amartos gaiva amalu umim yirshu bavor yishmu chukav v'torosav yinsaru. So the Torah says we get the schar of shmiras chukav. Shmiras chukav means Talmud Torah before Shmiras Mitzvos. So the next main point will be, there was a debate whether Mitzvos or Torah is greater. The consensus was, the greatness of Torah is that it leads to Mitzvos. Gadol Talmud, Shemevi L'dei Maisa. The greatness of Torah leads to Mitzvos. And we should probably add, we became Chayiv in Torah first, and we get judged on Torah first. We became chayiv in Torah first before mitzvos, and we get judged on Torah before the mitzvos. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah, going further in the Gemara now, Kol she'eino lo b'mikra lo b'mishnah, anyone who is not involved in mikra and mishnah derech eretz is not a contributing member of society. Amar Rabbi Yochanan upasul eidos. Such a person cannot be a witness in a Jewish court because he has no sense of self dignity. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches something startling. Ha'ochel bashuk, hareza doma lekelev. If a person eats in public, he goes out, eats in the streets, drive-through, he's like a dog. V'yesh omrim, pasul le'edus. And some say, he's even pasul le'edus. People used to be dignified in the way that they ate. They'd eat it at a table. They would eat. So it's considered like he's like a dog. He's pasul le'edus because he has no sense of self-dignity. It's a culture has changed a little bit, or downgraded a little bit. Amar avidi baravin. Halacha ki yesh omrim. Ravidi Baravin says we pass like yesh omrim. He's pasul le'edus. Rambam paskins this halacha. Darsh Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara teaches ragzan lo al sabiado el ragzanusa. Someone who just gets angry, all he's going to have is he's not going to benefit anything from it other than the fact that he got himself angry. La adam tov matimim also mipri ma'asav. And a good person is going to enjoy the benefit of his good deeds in this world and in the next world. And anyone who doesn't engage in mikra, mishnah, and derech eretz, dor hana'a mimeno, a person should try to take a neder not to get any hana'a from such a guy. Dor over here means not generation, but it means take a neder. That a person should try to take a neder not to get any hana'a from such a person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, uva moshav leitzim lo yashav, that someone should not sit in a moshav leitzim, in a group of clowns. Moshava moshav leitzim, that someone who's not mikra mishnah derech eretz, someone who doesn't learn Torah and is not involved in derech eretz, all he does is leitzanus. All he does is a silly waste of time. So you should have no connection to such a person. So what would the last main point be? That someone who has no self dignity is pasul le'edus. Someone who has no self dignity and no sense of derech eretz is pasul le'edus. What were examples of no self dignity? Doesn't learn Torah, Mishnah, and is not involved in derech eretz. Someone who eats in public. Someone who has no self dignity is pasul le'edus. The main kasha that all the Rishonim ask of here is, we said that the first thing a person is judged on is Talmud Torah. There's a famous stira and then I'll shut the recording after I ask. The stira will discuss the answer. It's a famous stira. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos that there are six questions that a person is going to face in the world to come. What are the six questions? So the first one is Nasas v'nasata be'emuna. Were you honest in business? And then, right, asakta b'Torah, were you kavati itim l'Torah, rather. Kavati itim l'Torah. Were you kavei itim l'Torah? So it's the second question, it's not the first. And our Gemara says, tchilas dino shalata. First question. So which is it? Is it the first question or is it the second question? That's the major kasha all the Rishonim asked. There's a famous answer of the Gra. Okay.